Community calls can be found at immoralhole.com. immoralhole.com.
Come in.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Is this Americana?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, stupid.
Americana in.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I need to make a room booking.
Okay, and is this for tonight?
Yeah. Do you have room for two or more people?
Is it for one bed or two?
One bed, two men.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. And it's for one night,
man,
correct?
Yes. And the other man, the other man is an organ toucher.
Yes. Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, I like to play the organ. Is that okay?
Well, you want to make a reservation though, right?
Yeah, but I want to also touch the organs. Yeah, my friend's trying to play the organ right now. It's not coming through real well, but you can imagine the sound of the organ touching.
Okay.
I'd like
to
touch
you. Do
you
have a grand...
Organ.
Yeah. Do you have a grand piano in the lobby? I could play it for all the guests there.
No, I do not.
Oh, is this like a trashy hotel then?
No,
most hotels
not.
Have a grand piano.
No.
Do you have hors d'oeuvres by the pool?
We do not have a pool.
Oh, you're trash. The place is trash. Trash.
Okay.
Do you have a poop?
America's Best Value, how can I help you?
Hi. I'm in need of a room for me and my friends to sleep in.
Hi. We're here.
Do you have vacancies?
Yes,
or
we
are you
do.
Stupid? Okay, good. You're not stupid. Excellent. Hello? Hello, ma'am? I'm sorry. My wife, she kicked me out, and my friends were just drinking tonight, and we need a place to stay. Hello?
Still there?
Hello?
Hi!
I need to get a lay-in.
You need to get a what?
A way-in.
A way-in? You mean directions?
No, like the room, so I can lay in it on the floor.
Oh, you need to rent a room.
Yeah.
We've got rooms left. Come on over.
Okay, you have room for like me and my friend?
Hi.
Well, you know, if it's a room with one bed in it, only 2 people are allowed in the room. And,
okay.
Yeah, because, no visitors and no smoking in the rooms.
What about vaping? Is vaping okay?
No. Any kind of smoke is... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that,
sir,
if you smoke
sir,
anything...
What, sir! Sir!
Huh?
Sir! What about butt fucking?
What about hang up the phone correctly, sir? Do you know how to hang up the phone correctly? Hello? Stupid.
Sir, we're in a polyamorous relationship. You have to...
Robots of Immodrin.
Oh, hi. Hi, you have vacancies for the motor?
Oh, we're full tonight.
Oh, not tonight, no. Like tomorrow? Monday?
Let me check.
Okay.
Easter. Monday.
you know, Easter Monday and Easter Sunday, and today is the Good Friday?
Yeah, Sunday we have vacancies, and Monday we also have vacancies.
Okay. So if I come in, will the Easter Bunny be there, or are you setting up the festivities for the adults?
Easter Bunny?
Yeah, I was told to call here because you had an Easter Bunny, and you know, let me put my brother on. He told me all about brother.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm his little brother.
Okay.
Is there gonna be an Easter egg hunt there?
No.
Why?
Can I have a fortune cookie? There was
It's
only fortune cookies. I hear it. They have fortune cookies at this hotel.
No,
wow.
What are you, stupid? No.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something about the Easter Bunny?
Sorry, I'm very busy at the moment. Is this something that
I
can help you with?
Well, the Easter Bunny, I went to visit him, and you're talking over me. I went to go see the Easter Bunny in the mall.
Okay.
And the Easter Bunny said I had been bad and I wasn't going to get any eggs. So then I stepped on the Easter Bunny.
Mira, Dinan Sweet, may I help you?
Yes. Hey, I have an issue. I was in there a few days ago, and I accidentally left a Easter basket with some hard-boiled eggs and stuff in my room.
What?
I actually hid them. Yeah, I was in there with my kid, and I didn't want them to find it, so I actually hid it. I think I hid it in, like, the heat vents, but I just forgot
minute,
them in there,
minute,
and it's been a few
minute.
Days.
1 minute.
Hello.
The eggs are hard boiled, so they might be rotting by now, so you might want to find them.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Who is this?
Yeah. What's the matter?
Well, the thing was, is I was in the room, right, with my kids, and since Easter is coming up, I had a bunch of hard boiled eggs. But I didn't want them to find them. So what I did is I went and I hid them in one of the vents so my kids wouldn't find it, but I forgot them. And it's been a couple of days now, so I just called you up to let you know.
We don't find anything hard-boiled egg or anything in the room.
Has there been well, it's inside the vents. Like, I took the vent off. Did you smell anything? Like maybe some like rotting eggs or something coming from the vents?
What vents?
You know, the heating vents, the heating ducts?
Yeah, but we didn't find anything from there. No.
I unscrewed the vents and I shoved them in there real deep, so you might want to reach in there.
Sir,
there's also some
everything.
Chocolate in there. So
yeah, we clean
the,
everything.
The chocolate... What were you saying?
Honey, could you have him check the lost and found, maybe?
Was it in the lost and found?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. Nothing been reported, lost and found.
Hey, don't you get fucking cute with me, asshole. I'm trying to do this
you
for my
bastard,
kids. You need
go to hell.
Hey, fuck you. Fuck
bastard.
You. I'm trying to get this for my kids.
I'm
asshole.
Trying to telling you, we didn't find anything lost and found. So why don't you understand?
Where's my fucking Easter eggs?
Go to hell.
Where's the Easter eggs at? You tell
you
me where it's at.
You put in your wife's ass. You put in your wife's ass, okay? Master?
Hey,
hey, fuck you.
Like that.
Don't you be...
Good evening. Thank you for calling 106 in Inglewood. How can I help you?
Hi, I need a room. Booking.
I'm sorry?
You have rooms available, vacancies for people to lie down inside the room and sleep inside for a time of which I will exchange money with you?
Hi, how can I help you? Hello?
Yeah, I have a I have a question. I'm staying in one of your rooms. Is there a fine or anything for me to, if there's damage to the room?
What's your room number?
Well, here's the thing. I was actually dyeing eggs with my kids.
You have what?
But the thing was, is we were dyeing eggs with my kids.
Oh, okay.
And we were doing it in the bath. We were doing it in the bathtub, but it stained the bathtub.
I don't know. Nobody reported. When did you check out today?
No, I'm still. Well, I'm still in the room right now.
Oh, what's your room number?
And we're dyeing the egg.
What's
well, am I going to get in trouble?
I think so.
I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't know if it's gone.
How much?
Fine. You
have, I don't want to get
okay,
in trouble, though.
I know. Your maximum money, your maximum is $20 deposit. They cannot charge you more than $20. $20. So
oh, it's only $20?
Don't tell anybody. They cannot charge you. We don't have
okay, hold on, hold on. All right. All right, guys. It's okay if we smash the room up now, okay?
No. All right. You cannot do that, please.
All right. No, what do you mean, no?
Listen.
All right. I'm going to flush...
Huh? What's the room number?
We're just going to bust out some of the walls and stuff.
239?
We're going to have a little Easter egg hunting here. We're going to bust out some of the walls and some hide some
what,
eggs
what,
and
no, no. What
stuff
about
like
the outside?
That.
Don't be in the room. Can you
do
outside?
I'm going to use all the freaking glasses.
Okay, I just
flushed a bunch
of eggs down the
toilet.
Yeah,
flush them down the toilet.
And then the other guests could find them when they pop up in their bed.
No, when you check out
Does
the...
Does that sound
No. When you check out the maid, we're going to check your room. They will find out right away. And then you cannot
leave
the hotel.
Too. We
then
also,
you have the problem.
We have little chicks, like little chicks that they dye different colors. We also have them in our rooms. What should we do
did.
With them then?
You already did, right?
What?
You already did the damage in the room. They already colored. What's the
okay,
room
hold
number?
On.
Ask my manager.
She says she wants us to kill the baby chicks. She said they need to die. She says
no.
Dead.
My gosh, she's a horrible person.
All right, I told him to kill the chicks.
Are you guys drama to me, or are you telling me the truth?
This is the truth. Don't you hear them?
Yeah, we have chickens.
What is this, a
chickens
fucking
got
joke?
Out.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Is there like, a fine for having animals in our room?
You know what?
Is there like a fine
damage,
for that?
Of course, if you damage the room, you'll get a pay, okay? I don't know how much you'll pay, whatever.
So
it's, just for that.
So it's 25 for the stained bathtub, 25 for the chickens, and 25 for the busted wall?
So I don't know. My manager will be here in 30 minutes. I asked him to go to your room and check it for you.
Can you put somebody else on the phone that will know?
The chickens on my nipples!
Can you put somebody else on the phone that will know?
And there's no people here,
so
only me. What's the room number?
What's your name, by the way?
Two.
What's
Friend
your name?
Desk. Friend desk.
Honda.
Ooh, you sound kind of cute.
Honda.
Are you single?
Keep talking.
Do you want to come up to our rooms, maybe?
You gonna mean, can I help you?
Yes, hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, I just want to let you know that I packed all of the towels that you have that are in my room. I'm putting all the towels into my suitcase and I'm taking them.
Which room?
215.
250?
You guys put nice, big, nice, like towels in here. So I took them all and I put them in my suitcase because I'm going to take them home with me.
I have no idea. I am temporary manager.
Oh, okay. You know the soap? You know the soaps in here?
Soap?
Bar of soap? Yeah, bar of soap.
Water soap?
You know? Yeah, okay. Water soap. The soap that you washed your ass with.
No, we don't have. I have
that
no
soap.
Idea.
No, you know the soap? The soap that you put into the shower with you and you rub it on all of your private
yeah,
parts?
Yeah, I got it, the soap.
Yeah.
Soap.
I took a bite of the soap because I'm very hungry. I haven't eaten in weeks. And the soap tastes bad. The soap is spoiled.
I have no idea. What tell you?
Okay.
What hungry?
No. I'm hungry. I eat the soap. I eat it.
What eat? This is enough breakfast.
I eat the soap.
Soap?
Yeah,
take the shower,
yeah.
And then wash the soap.
I went into the shower and I devoured the soap. I put the soap in my mouth and I chomped. I was like, nom, nom. And the soap is bad. The soap is spoiled.
Yeah, this go no good, the soap. For eat.
Yes, yeah, no good. I need good soap. I need good soap to eat.
No, we don't. I have no soap. Okay, bye.
Okay. No, because my mouth isn't clean unless it's zestfully clean.
Okay, bye.
Zestfully clean.
Lavirad.
Oh my God, honey. Hello. Can you help me out? Hi, dear.
Yep.
Honey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hello.
I'm sorry, my phone was breaking up. Honey.
Hello.
Oh my God. Hi. Honey.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, hi. Hi. Can you help?
Hello, love judge.
Hello, you made me waste a nickel, honey. Anyways, I need some help. Can you help me? I forgot my room number and I'm trying to call it.
Okay, which model?
What?
Which motel? Which motel? Motel name?
Which motel?
Yeah, because
well, honey,
you're calling wrong motel.
No, it's not the wrong motel. I know which motel I'm calling you from. What do you think I'm calling you for?
Then which motel you call them?
I called you, honey. I know which motel I'm calling from. You think I'm drunk or something? You think I'm high? I'm not high. I know exactly where
Hello.
I'm calling from. I need the room. Hello?
You need a room or what?
I need my room. Can you look up the name, please? Can you look up the name? I need my room. I'm a bit confused going on here, honey.
Okay, because nobody here rented the room. Sorry, you're calling wrong motel.
How do you know I didn't rent the room?
Hello, hi. I need to be moved rooms.
You need what?
I need to move to a different room. A really hilarious chain of events have just happened in here, and it's gone awry.
What number are you in?
I'm in 115.
No, you got a wrong number, my friend. This is the Royal.
No. I don't. What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean? Do you not? I don't have room number 115.
I'm in 15, Benchod. Now listen to me, because I have to tell you a few things.
What?
Okay. So my kids, I bought them fecal bunnies for Easter. What? I almost said Halloween. Easter, for Easter, and they put them by the heating source, and the fecal bunnies have started to melt, and it smells like poo poo caca feces in here, and I need to be moved to another room.
I don't know. Go in the office and ask the manager.
No. I ask you, motherfucker. Do your job, okay? Well, listen. I need to be moved rooms.
Not coming. Stay here. Fuck you, at goddamn.
Wow. Fuck you out of goddamn.
Oh my.
That's what I've heard in a while. Fuck you out of goddamn.
Glenn Ramata, can I help you?
Hi. I'm having a little bit of. Yeah, I'm in my room. I'm having a little bit of a problem. Yeah, I'm trying to fix the electrical because my lamp won't turn on. So I started making a little hole in the wall where the lamp is. And I don't know. I think I made a mistake. I went all the way through to the other room.
What's your room number?
215.
Two?
215.
215?
Do you have any... Yeah, do you have any nails at the front desk?
No, we don't have.
How about screws?
What kind of screws? Okay, come to the office.
Wood screws, because the drywall, I have to put up new drywall because I knocked the wall down. Because I was trying to fix the lamp.
You tried to fix the lamp?
Yeah, I tried to fix the lamp.
What's the room number? 205?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get the wallpaper off, but it's really stuck on there. Yeah.
Okay, come to the office. I show you what kind of screw you need, okay?
No, don't tell me screw. Screw you. What the hell? I'm just trying to fix the hotel.
So why you fix it? I don't tell you.
Well, I'm trying to do work here, lady. You know, stop bothering me. All I really wanted was some screws.
Okay.
Can you send up somebody with some screws? Hello?
You have reached the hotel's automated operator. For your...
Yeah?
Good morning. Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Hello there. Yes, have you seen my diaper? There was a young man with me.
Hello?
And he stole my... Yes, hello. Hello. I was there, dear. And I am over here. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, hello. Can you help me? Hello? Andu?
What kind of help
Andu.
Do you need?
Andu! I need help with my Gandu.
Hello?
Hello? Gandu
yes?
Salah. My Gandu Salah is broken. Can you help me, dear? Hello, stupid.
Yes,
stupid lady. Hello, stupid. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello there. Can you help me, dear?
Yeah, what do you need?
Yes, I'm here in the loo, and I've made a poo, and I have no toilet paper for my fanny. Hello?
Where are you right now?
I'm in the loo.
What number?
I'm on the toilet.
What number?
Loo. Loo. Poo in the loo.
Yeah, I know, but what room number are you in?
Yes.
What is your room number?
A 2. Loo. Loo.
What is your room number?
Let me put my glass over. Take the phone.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
That's my wife. She's a sodomite.
Yes.
What room is she in?
She fell down the stairs, so she's on the second floor.
Oh, we don't have second floor. I think you got wrong numbers. This is Anchor Motel in Marina Del Rey. Marina Del Rey.
So, no, get the fuck out of here. It's not Marina Del Rey. You're full of shit.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, this is Anchor Motel in Marina Del Rey, sir.
No, it's not. You're lying.
Why would I lie?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you're always telling lies. I know you. You lie all the time.
What the fuck are you talking about, you piece of shit? What the fuck are you talking about?
Untie your tongue and shut the fuck up while I talk, okay?
Shut the fuck up, you fox sucker. There is another Anchor Motel in Inglewood, you fucking idiot.
Put your tongue between your ass cheeks and shut up while I talk.
Oh, my God. Hello? Can Can you help me?
Evelyn?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Oh, you fucking liar. Do you have any reservations in your hotel?
Hello, doing your front desk?
Hey, yo! Hey, what is that lying cocksucker that's from the front desk?
Sorry?
I'm looking for the guy who was just up here. He was knocking on my door. Said he worked down there at the front desk.
He made me open up
the door to my room. I'm sitting there, and he made me pull down my pants to show him my fucking cock.
The which door, sir?
The door to my room there.
Can you come to the front desk?
I'm scared to now. Is he still down there? Are you the guy?
The which guy?
He said he had the guy, he said he worked for you. He came knocking on my door. He said I had to show him my fucking cock. He had to do the COVID penis inspections or something there. So he looked at my penis. He fondled my balls.
I don't know what you're
disgusting.
Talking about. I don't know, sir.
Yeah, you know about the penis? I'm 215.
215?
Yeah.
There is no 215, sir. Can you check your room number again?
What do you mean there's no... I'll go over here and look. I'm scared to go out into the hallway. Oh, it's number 10. I was way the fuck off.
210?
Yeah.
You are in 210?
Yeah.
Can you tell me your name?
Yeah, my name is George Costanza.
There is no one in the 210? Like George.
Yeah, I'm in 210.
No, you are not.
No, my name is George.
No,
I'm
you
in,
are not.
I'm in 210.
No.
Are you the guy that handled my cock? Are you the one that put hands on my penis?
No, sir. You are not in 210. Can you tell me your room number?
I'm in 210.
No, you are
210.
Not in 210.
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking lie, bro.
No, I'm not.
I'm gonna come down there and strangle your foot with an extension cord.
Can you tell me your room number? There is no two. You are not in 210.
I swear, I'm in 210. I swear on my horse's life.
210.
Yeah, that's usually how you would do 210. So yes.
No, sir. You are not in 210. Sorry.
I'm gonna come down there and rearrange your limbs. I'm gonna put your feet on your hands. I'm gonna put your toes in your ass.
Okay, come to the front desk. Can you please come to the front desk?
I'm going to come down there and put my mouth on your butthole and blow you up like a balloon.
Okay, come to front desk.
I'm going to come to the front desk. Mara Chod, don't tell me what to do.
Can you come to the front desk?
I can, and I'm going to come, and I'm going to cuddle and caress your soft skin.
Okay, come to front desk.
No, I don't want to now, because now you're being bossy.
Sorry?
You come to my room because you're being bossy. You're being a bossy boss.
I can't hear you properly.
That's because you're foreign.
Open your fucking ears, jackass.
Yeah. That's what my boyfriend just said. Do it.
Yeah. Are you a chutier? Sir?
Okay.
Hello? Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Who are you? What is your name?
Nope.
Stand up, and I can help you.
Hi, I need some assistance. Someone came into my room and gently touched me on the hands.
What?
Someone came
Hello?
Into my room and gently touched me on the hands.
What's your room number?
My room is 10.
What is your room number?
10?
No, 10.
10?
What? No, like 101, 102. What's your room number?
110?
Sorry, 110 is empty.
No, I'm staying in 110. They stared into my eyes. And they touched my hands.
What's your name?
And my feet. Yes.
What's your name?
Yes. My name is Jessica.
And what's the room under name? It's on first floor
room
or second floor?
My name is Jessica.
First floor or second floor?
Yes. They came in and touched my hands.
What?
110? They came in and touched my hands and stared into my eyes.
But the 110, I'm here only outside the room. Can you open the door?
Keep talking. I'm in the bathroom.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
You're alone?
Sorry?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, you're alone? Okay, someone is calling in from, like, I'm from 110, that's it.
Oh, no, I'm...
Hello? I can't hear you. I can't understand you. I go to the 110. It's empty.
I'm in the bathroom.
No, tell him not to come here. Tell him not to come here. I spilled the Easter egg.
Stop touching my hands!
I spilled the Easter egg dye all over the comforter. Don't tell him.
Hi. How well do your maids, or I'm sorry, maybe that's insensitive to call them maids now. How often does your janitorial staff clean rooms?
Daily.
Okay, and do they clean them pretty good? Because I have a situation in my room.
Yes.
Okay. Because of Easter coming up, me and my kids were going to have an Easter egg hunt in here, and I got some of those plastic eggs that open up and whatnot. I didn't know this, but they had went and apparently dug out poop, basically, from the cat box, the litter box, and put them inside of the eggs. And they've hidden them extremely well, but I can't find them all.
Okay. What's your room number?
I'm in 215. Because the problem is the heat is on in here, and I can smell poop. And their mother has already come and picked them up because my time is up with them. So they're gone, and I
have
no idea where this stuff is.
Yeah, we don't have any housekeepers until the morning.
Yeah, well, that's fine, because I'm leaving in the morning, but I think they need to be aware that there are some poop eggs in here.
Okay, poop eggs in 215. Thank you for notifying us.
Yeah, there was 18 in the pack. I'm not sure how many contained poop and how many contained, they had put some old milk that I had in here and there. So that's going to have to be found.
Alrighty.
I'm not getting charged for that. I'm not getting charged for that, right? Because they would clean this room anyway.
No, if it's in the egg and there's no mess, it's just the smell, do you know how many were found and how many were possibly left behind?
Well, there was 18 in the pack, and I found 4. So there's 14 still unaccounted for. And I'm guessing from what I talked to the kids that 90% of them are poop eggs.
Okay, well then, it'll be in your best interest to try to locate the rest of the eggs at least, because we shouldn't be responsible for locating the eggs that your children place. So if you can find majority of them, then it'll be easier for us to then locate the others.
I'm trying my best, but they made me go out of the room when they hit it, because you know it wouldn't be a fun game if I watched where they put them. It'd be too easy. And I think they had actually gotten into the vent work and put some in there.
Right. So then if they can lift it up, then so can you. So again, it would be in your best interest to locate the eggs as best as you can. We do have a deposit for you. So depending on what the housekeepers say is what's going to happen. Because if they don't find all the eggs and then that room just has a smelly smell to it forever, then, you know, that's loss of inventory for us.
So you're saying you wouldn't be able to rent this room again? Would I keep getting charged, or you're just saying the deposit would cover the smelly...
It may not. Again, it depends on what the housekeepers say. But if you're saying that there was 18 eggs placed and you only found 4, you still have time to locate the other eggs. versus having our housekeeper take the egg.
But yeah, going after this, I'm going to try to find him, but going by the smell, this poop smells hot. So I'm guessing that there's a heat source nearby.
I'm not quite sure, sir. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'll just spray some Febreze so it smells fresh when I leave, and that way I don't get charged. Do you want to come help me find these eggs?
No, I cannot come and help you find the eggs. It's not my responsibility, and I have to stay at the front desk. So again, I suggest that you try to locate as many eggs as possible.
What about when you're off the clock?
No, I still wouldn't. It's not my responsibility.
Okay. Well, no, it's fine. I'm thinking I'm going to put an ad on Craigslist to see if I can get somebody to come to the room and help me find this.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I tried to get you to come and help me with the eggs, but you can't assist me with that. So I suppose not.
All right. Well, then
you want to, what time do you get off? Do you want to go get pizza? I'm lonely. It's going to be Easter soon.
All right, sir. I'll have to talk to you later. I have a guest in front of me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Imaginary guest.
Thank you for calling Pasha. This is Ronnie. May I help you?
I had sex with my sister. She was my sister. No. 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 She was my sister. No.
Did you get up with
it? I had sex with my sister.
Okay.
She was my sister.
Yeah. Oh, that's a cool sound. Good evening, Regency, and may I help you?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I seem to have made... I'm on the toilet right now. I've pulled my pants down, and I've lowered my bottom to the seat. And I'm making a poo-poo caca in here, and what do I do now?
Oh. Yeah, strange.
Like question. I don't remember how to do it. I'm really drunk, and like I remembered to take the pants down, and I took my panties down, and I'm on the toilet. Now what do I do?
Oh, okay. Great. Enjoy yourself.
What do I do? No, what do I do? How do I do?
Enjoy yourself.
Are you calling him back?
Hello?
Bro, what the fuck?
Hello.
Hello. What's your issue, bro?
Sorry?
You're the one that called me and said you had an issue. I'm just calling you back.
No, we did not call this number. Who's this?
Who else works there? Is your dad there?
Royal Pacific Motor Inn. Hello?
What's up, bro? What's up, bro?
Hello, Pumpkin TLC.
Hey.
Hello?
What are you guys doing over there? You guys have rooms?
Yes, we have.
Hey, so I was right here at Scandia, and I met a girl. I said, hey, what's up? And then she told me she's going to the Comfort Inn. Is she there?
I don't know. What's your last name, sir?
It's not me. It's her.
I don't know what is your girlfriend name.
It's not my girlfriend. I just met her, but we might fuck because she said meet me at the Comfort Inn down the street. You know where is Scandia?
Oh, yeah. You have, like, is the Comfort Inn is near to the Arby's.
Yeah, and then she said, oh, my pussy looks like RB sandwich. And then we met at the, playing mini golf at Scandia right next to the go-karts.
Yes.
Have you been there before to Scandia?
Hello?
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Inglewood. How can I help you?
Hi, is this where the asshole is? Are you
Sorry?
Asshole? Yeah, I heard you're an asshole and you're a fucking liar.
You showed up.
Hi, Aline.
Hello, Chutia. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Banchut? How are you?
Hey, motherfucker, Banchut. What telephone you get? Idiot.
Hey, rag de phone, Rundi Kapacha.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, wake up, you stupid fucking Brits. Open the fucking ears up so we can talk to you. I can't sing to key, I suck. But answer your phone, motherfucker. Wake up.
Thanks for calling Pilot in Jail. Monica speaking, how can I help you?
Yeah, see, what happened was there's a lot of lizard that came in my truck. I was just in there. Do you remember the big fat guy? I was in there a second ago.
I was calling the computer. What happened?
Is there a French girl that works there or something? Because she got a pilot uniform on and she came in my truck.
No. They don't come in until 10.
Do you speak French?
No, I don't.
Because she's just right here in my truck. She just keeps saying 79 in French. I don't know why she keeps saying that.
Okay, I'll have my maintenance man go out there. What truck, what pump are you on?
I'm in the big truck. On the side of the truck, it says big trucking. Can you hear her right now? Can you
big
hear
trucking.
Her? She's right.
Go to big trucking. Huh? There's a lady just hopped into one of the driver's trucks, and then she just called the cops. There goes
press
one of my...
Don't call it... Don't call the cops. You don't need to call the cops.
Press
I'm not complaining. I'm just...
We can't have people jumping into other people's trucks.
Press on these nerves.
Well, she's right here. You want to talk to her?
Yes.
Okay, here,
press
I'm going to put her on the phone.
Nerves.
Big trucking. Who is this?
Press on these nerves.
Wait, excuse me?
Press on these nerves.
Who are you?
79.
Hi, Clovis, this is Mark. May I help you?
Yeah, good evening. Excuse me.
I'm sorry?
Do you guys have any French girls working there?
Any what?
French. This lady came in my truck. She's got a pilot shirt on, and she just speaks French.
No.
You guys don't have a French girl working there? I'm trying to talk to her. I don't think she speaks English.
I don't know of anybody that works here that speaks French.
I mean, she's right here.
Sorry?
Do you want to talk to her?
I guess.
All right, here, hold on.
79.
You have a great day. Thanks, bye.
79.
Fuck you!
Thanks for calling Pilot Monuments. Jamie speaking. How can I help you?
79.
I'm sorry?
79.
What?
79.
Cell phone business.
Hey, there's a French girl. There's a French girl. She got a shirt on. I think she works with you guys. I don't understand what she's saying. She says she works with you guys and she speaks French.
I don't have anybody here that has a French shirt on that speaks French.
She's not got a French shirt on. She's got your guys' uniform on and she keeps saying "Cell phone free stuff."
What's on business?
All right. Are you at Pilot
Monument?
Yeah, you
talk to her, bro. You talk to her.
Press on business. Right.
Hello?
Press on business. Press on business.
I don't know what you're talking about.
79.
Hello?
79.
Personal business. What about personal business?
79.
I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to hang up.
79.
Okay, she's trying to tell you to suck on these nuts. God damn it.
Thank you, phone pilot. It's Jason. I'll help you.
Yeah, god damn it. I'm sitting right here in the truck. Outside, it's the big blue truck. I'm with big trucking.
Okay.
And you guys have a Dutch woman working there?
No, we don't.
I'm here in his truck, and I'm eating his cream.
Hello?
Dick is soaker.
There's a Dutch woman in my truck, and I don't really...
Pilot 76.
I'm in his truck eating his cum dog. Dick is soaker.
Hey, hello. Bro, there's a seagull right here. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
There's the seagulls right here. Are you guys still open and taking orders?
Yeah.
Can I have one garlic naan?
You're going to pick up, right?
Yeah, pink up. I pink it up.
Okay. So, one garlic naan.
A garlic. Chicken biryani.
Okay, one garlic naan, one chicken. How do you like the spicy chicken biryani? Mild, medium, or hot?
Medium, like your gandu. Like your big, fat gandu.
No, okay. It says lund. It says lund that's medium.
Okay.
Gandu sala.
Do you have a medium lund, sir?
Medium? Yeah.
Yeah, medium lund. Yeah, do you have a medium lund?
The medium, like there is a mild, medium, and hot. So what level do you like? Medium?
Yeah, like a medium lund is like between 5 and 7 inches. Yeah.
Okay, and what else?
Can I have an order of banchor?
Which one?
Banchor?
We don't have that. Thank you.
Your sister's not there?
No.
It's because she's still here. She was here last night, and I chored her. You know?
Oh, sorry. Thank you so much.
Is your sister still on GB Road? Is she still a Rundi on GB Road?
Oh! No, thank you. Thank you so much. You have a nice evening, sir. Thank you.
Oh!
Hey.
Salah.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, buddy, don't hang up. Your sister's right here. She wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Kamyonunda kremasını yiyorum. I'm in his truck eating his cream.
Can you hear your sister?
His truck eating his cream.
Okay.
Huh?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I do hear you. Thank you so much. You have a nice evening. Thank you.
Hey, she has a nice, fat, round ass.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Dick is soaker.
Bye, thank you.
Dick is soaker. Dick is soaker. Dick is soaker.
Milkman, you got anything you want to say to him?
Dick is soaker.
Your sister has a nice big fat fupa, and I lick it.
Yeah, we all
Dick
got it.
Dick is soaker.
I'd like to order a...
We treat her poopa like a trampoline.
Vapor.
Spice. Here you come on. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Curry and Spice Machine?
No, it's Curry and Kebab Bistro.
Oh, you have spices on your food, or you just sprinkle,
No, we have spices. We have Indian spices in our food.
Oh.
Yep.
That's like curry, right?
Yeah, it's like curry.
Yeah, I like curry. I like it when it comes out hot on my asshole, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you know you've cleared yourself of all the sin that you've put in your body over the past.
Do you
want
to put your order to go?
Oh, yeah. One gandu sauce.
One what?
Gandu.
Hello?
Hello? Naan bread?
Anything
Hello?
Else?
Oh. Oh. Well, you know, I want to eat it out of yours.
You're a papa now.
Hello?
Hey, my brother just called, bro. I just want to apologize.
Where are you calling from?
He's nuts. Yeah. He called and he was talking to your wife or something.
Okay, it's okay.
And he said that you have a big, fat, round ass, and he watches you when he sits down and eats in there, and he said he wants to fuck it from behind.
Okay, so it's okay. You can call never.
Huh?
Hello, hi. What kind of food do you have there? Do you have,
Indian
like, naan bread and stuff like that?
Yes,
all right, what's your specials?
Chicken tikka masala, or I don't know, we have...
Oh, how much is it for the tikka masala?
It's like... put in tax. Around there. Let me double check, okay? So... it's gonna be 1764. Hello?
Alright. Alright. What?
I don't know.
She just hanged up on me.
Yeah.
Yes, hi, UB Spice Affair. Sorry we missed your call. Please leave a message and we shall get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hello, stupid. Why aren't you there? Why aren't you answering the phone? Answer the fucking phone. You're a business. You should answer the phone.
Good evening, Flying J. Can I help you? Hello?
Yeah, excuse me?
Yes. Hello?
So, do you guys have a Dutch woman working there?
A Dutch woman? We do not.
Because there's a Dutch woman in my truck. She came outside. I'm in the big blue truck.
Mm-hmm.
Big Trucking Incorporated. And I don't speak Dutch, and that's all she's speaking.
Hmm. Don't know what to tell you.
Do you know her? She said, she's right here. Can you hear her? She's saying something right now.
Dick a stoker.
BRB.
Yeah, I got it.
Hello?
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 Hi. Hi there. I'm coming in from Detroit, and my hotel is pretty near to your gas station, and I was just wondering if I could walk over there and pay money to, like, taste the different kinds of gasoline off the nozzles.
I'm really sorry, sir, for, like...
back home in Detroit.
Sir, your voice is not clear.
Back home in Detroit, we do it for a quarter per nozzle.
Sir, can you please call back? Because you're not audible clearly.
What?
Can you please call back? Because your voice is not clear. I didn't understand anything.
Oh. I know what's wrong.
Line J, please hold.
No, I don't want to.
Dick a sucker.
Hi, how can I help you?
Exactly. Listen, I just came in there a while ago, and can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
All right, I just came in there a while ago, and I actually filled up with some gas. But the thing is that while I was walking to my car, the bag, the little like garbage bag that I had some of the gas in broke and it went all over the ground. So I'm going to need like a refund for this.
Because you had it in a plastic bag and it went all over the ground? I don't
Well, yeah,
so.
I didn't have one of those gas.
If you
I didn't
don't
have
a
gas
proper container,
it,
there's nothing I can do for you, sir.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Need this refund. I spent,
You're not
hey,
get
listen.
It. No.
Listen, bitch,
you
I need
cannot,
this refund. No, you give it to
you
me.
You cannot fuel in an improper container, have it break open,
Why not?
And expect us to pay you back.
Why not?
Because it's not Why? Legal.
Do you have me on
I'm
speakerphone?
Sorry. No, but you can call my boss tomorrow and talk to him.
No, I'm talking to you right now.
You
need to settle
well,
this
I can't
for
refund
me.
You. So you
it's everywhere. I need this money to get... I have places
You're not
to go.
I have nothing to tell you about
Why
that.
Why the fuck not?
Because
hey,
we
listen,
cannot
bitch,
refund
I need
you.
Done. Through.
Thank you, Sean. Fine, Jay. How can I help you?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
How can I help you?
Hey, dude, I'm in a hurry, bro. I'm going to pay for some gas right now. I'm going to prepay for it.
Hello? Where are you at? Cause unless you use a card, I don't think you can prepay anymore. To phone.
Well, I'm not close, but I'm going to be in there, and, like, I'm going to tell you my card number, and then just put, like, $20 on pump 3 or something. Because I'm just going to go in and out. I don't have time to hop out of my truck. I don't have time to put in the thing. I got to just fucking have that shit ready to go right then and there, bro.
Well, I'll let you talk to the manager real fast and he can help you do that.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Mac. What can I do for you?
Hey, dude, that guy I was just talking to, he said you can put a cone and block one of the pumps for me because I'm going to read you my card.
Well, we can't do cards over the phone. We can only do it in the...
Dude, come on, just do this one time, because I'm in a hurry, bro.
The system won't let us do it over the phone. It has to be inserted.
How do you not do it? Come on, man, there's got to be some way. I'm in a hurry. I don't have time to hop out of my truck, bro. I just got to pump the gas and get the fuck out of there.
I don't want to be rude. I can't do it. It's our policy. It's our system. There's no exceptions. I would get fired if I did. And I have a family to feed.
Shit, all right, well... I appreciate you, bro. Here, talk to my boy. He's the one. I'm here. Just talk to my boy.
Dick is soaker.
Hello?
Dick is soaker. Dick is soaker.
I didn't nobody say anything.
Thanks for calling Motor Flame J.
Hey,
Hello?
Do you have gas that will make my Prius not burn like the environment?
The electric
Trying
pumps? No. Well, we have...
You don't have electric pumps?
Oh. Say what?
Well, see, I'm driving around in my Prius trying to save the world, and I was just hoping you had gas that didn't cause climate change.
No, we don't have the different kind. We have the normal that everybody else has. We have the unleaded.
Could you maybe get some of the workers to push my car so that it doesn't add to the CO2 in the atmosphere?
There's only two of us, and one of them's leaving.
Oh. Do you pay them overtime?
I'm not in charge of that.
You sound like you're sensitive to climate change. Are you one of us?
No. I'm just answering your question.
Oh. Wait. Does that mean you don't believe in climate change?
I didn't say that, sir.
Oh, it sounded like you were going there, though. You're not ignorant, are you?
No, sir.
Good. Are you a Trump supporter?
How else can I help you? I'm not going to answer personal questions.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you have showers there?
Yes, we do.
Oh, awesome. How much do they cost?
$14.
$14 for a shower?
Yes, sir.
Why is
they
it
went
so
up
expensive?
$1.
Why? What were
your
people
call
doing?
Cannot be completed as di-
What happened?
What happened?
Hello and thank you for calling Economy in Hollywood, located at 5308 Sunset Boulevard.
I'm going to try and start it. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. I'm up here on the second floor. There's a door that is sticky. The walls are sticky. The floor is sticky. I dropped something up here.
Oh, you dropped something?
Yes, and now it is sticky.
What room?
Oh, no, it's not a room. It's the hallway, and I'm making it sticky.
What room?
No. It's not a room. I'm not in a room. I'm here visiting, but I did not go to the room yet. And it's not their fault that I spilled the sticky. I spilled sticky. It's everywhere. All of it. It's also sticky.
No, but where are you, right?
Well, I'm right here, and there's a guy here, and he's been touching my organ all night.
Yeah, you like when I touch your balls?
I do. It made the sticky.
What?
You like when I fiddle your little dick like it's a helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
No, but what room?
No room. He's doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to just fiddle it like this.
Hello, what's your name? How can I help you?
Hello, I'm here with my friend, and he's touching my organ.
Huh?
Here, take the phone.
I'm right here. Yeah, I'm right here, twiddling his little dick. Like an organ.
Beacon Motel.
Yeah, so... Do you guys have entertainment you guys sent to my room?
Pardon me?
There's a man, he said the front desk sent him. His name is Dwight, and he came with a little organ.
Oh, no, I think you got wrong number, sir. This is Anchor Motel in Marina Del Rey.
I am right here. I'm in the room, and this guy named Dwight here, he brought a little organ with him.
What
a little
room
keyboard
are you?
Organ, and He's right here, and he's playing it with his dick. I'm going to put him on the phone.
What room are you in, sir?
Right there? Right?
What room are you in?
Who?
Who?
Hello?
Two.
Oh.
Room 2.
Oh, we don't have room 2. I think you got wrong number.
No, I didn't mean 2. I meant 220.
Oh!
What can I help you?
Suck my nuts.
Hello. Hey, listen, I have a few questions. I'm in the room here now. What's the limit for how many people can be in a room?
What's the room number?
Well, first of all, I want to know if I'm going to get in trouble because we've got about 13 people in here right now. And we're all drinking and partying, and I don't want to get
tell
in trouble.
Tell me it's against untimey.
Yeah,
I have to eat.
Party. It's a party. Yeah.
No, we don't allow
you
to party.
Hey, man, you got any more beer?
Do you hear all of
them? Dude, why didn't you call her?
Milkman's playing the organ.
Is there like a thing that I have to pay for having too many people in the room, or what? How does that work?
Milkman's playing the organ with his nuts.
Oh my God! Don't
close the door when you're using the bathroom. Jeez.
And they clogged up the toilet too. Because we have some like Easter candy, and the one guy thought it would be funny to flush it down the toilet, and now it's all clogged up. Is that like I'm going to have to pay like damages or something for that? Ma'am?
Who farted?
I just wish I could hold my mic away from my mouth so I could sound
far
away.
Thank you for calling the Cali Inn, Carson.
Please hold. Your baby is silent.
Play that. Play that noise I sent you, Axel.
Oh. Okay.
Cali Inn?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, we're having a party, bro. Hello?
Yes.
We're having a party in my room, and there's this girl here. She wants you to come over here.
Unfortunately, I cannot.
Huh?
Get more space in that gasoline, bro.
She said you're really cute,
working.
Bro. She likes Indian guys.
Yeah, spicy.
He got a bunch of knuckleheads.
What was he saying?
Calling the Cali Inn,
cool.
Carson. We are located at 415 West Carson Street.
We are located inside of your mother's vagina.
Please hold. There may
hold.
Call is transferred.
It's real close to actually.
Cali Inn.
Hey, bro, she wants you to come over here now, dude. We're all
but
kicking back. All of us are
here. I have a customer here. I cannot speak right now. Sorry for that.
Will you come
Thank
over
you.
Here? She wants to fuck.
I'm so fucking drunk. I want to fuck him.
Hey, you guys said it was okay for this lady to come in the shower with me?
No.
She's right here, dude. She's trying to come in.
Did you lock the door?
My door? Yeah, she's banging on the door.
Paul has sent me back there. Hey, can you stop
Hold on, I'm going to hand her the phone. She said it was you. What's your name?
I didn't tell anybody they could go get in the shower with you.
What?
I didn't tell anybody they could go get in the shower with you. I'm
just
going to steal
her the phone. She's right here.
You dug her up.
Dick is soaker.
Hello?
Dick is soaker.
What?
Dick is soaker. Dick is soaker.
Pavilion Motel, can I help you?
Hi. You have room booking, like I can make a room booking right now or no?
You can come to the office.
Oh, what if I come there and you're there and we look into each other's eyes for a moment? Would that be all right?
Hi.
Yeah.
Motel, can I help you?
Man, listen. We got off on the wrong foot, okay?
Yes, you are. You don't talk to me personal things like that, okay?
All right, but how big is your cock?
What?
We're just a little ruffled because you're charging for space
time. We want to know in inches.
I'm masturbating
like,
right now.
What?
Thank you for calling the Seabreeze Inn. If you know your party's extension...
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Sounds good.
Carried away.
You know, can I help you?
Hello?
Hi,
how are you?
Yeah, how can I help you?
What are you doing tonight there?
Okay,
are you making food? 100?
Ooh, Jesus. Ted, do you think this man would come hold hands with us? Oh,
who is this man? Why does he want $100?
If you know your
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
See, we didn't know can help you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you said 100?
Yeah, for tonight it's gonna be 100 and $40 deposit.
Oh, I thought it was $100 for, you know, the other thing. You know where babies come from?
Who the fuck are you?
It's $100 for the deposit for the sheets?
For what sheets? It's security deposit.
Are you going to provide me security?
You fucking you, bloody, bloody, bloody.
Oh, sorry, my friend. I'm in an Uber right now.
Fucking mother bloody fuck pig.
I'm in an Uber right now and somebody's yelling into the window. Sorry. Are you okay? They're gone now. So, 100, that's for the sheets deposit, right?
Hello?
What is wrong with that chutia? I was asking him if the $100 was for the sheets.
Who the fuck are you?
He said I'm your father. I mean, I want to have sex with that man.
You can't suck my dick, you fucking idiot.
Okay, then you give me the $100.
Get the fuck out of here, dumbass.
No, Salah.
You got nothing else to do or what, dumb fuck?
I want, okay, $50.
Don't suck my dick and then we can talk prices.
No, is it medium size?
Ted, are you on the phone again?
Shh. Trying to get a hookup.
I was going to act like you were my kid.
Half hotel.
No!
Lorraine, how may I help you?
Hi. So this is that's some really bad feedback. Can you take me off a speakerphone? Because this is kind of private.
No, I'm not on speakerphone.
You're not on speakerphone? That sounded like speakerphone for a second. Anyways, my brother, he's staying with me in the hotel room, but he told me just a little while ago that you were making eyes at him.
I'm really sorry.
When we were checking in.
I'm the guy that just clocked in. I'm really sorry. Would be a different guy that clocked out at 10.
Okay, so do you have his number?
I do not have his number. In person.
Okay, well, can you leave a note for him?
Definitely, I would. Could
like
you
my brother.
Room number, please?
Yeah, it's 10.
Okay, on the first floor or the ground floor?
It's going to be on the ground floor.
Okay, sure. I would be leaving a note and I would be reporting that to a manager as well.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mom!
Sorry that bothered you.
Mom!
Stop it!
Are we gonna be homeless tonight? Are we
gonna
be homeless?
We're not gonna be homeless. Stop it! No, I'm leaving. Your uncle wants me to leave a message for him. Stop it!